Chapter 4. Unexpected Visitors. It took Bob a long time to quit heroin. It was a very hard and painful experience, but he succeeded with the help of Tommy and his boss, who agreed to give him a temporary job. Bob made a pact that he would never take drugs again, and Tommy helped him as much as he could, teaching him everything he knew about being a mechanic. Slowly, Bob learned to love everything about the world of motorcycles. He had his own bike, an old Honda, that he'd rebuilt using parts from other old bikes. One day, Bob had the opportunity to ride one of the motorcycles he was repairing. After one of the races, a rider came to Bob complaining that his motorcycle vibrated every time he made a jump. Bob took the vehicle for an unofficial practice run to find out exactly what was wrong. He discovered what the problem was and repaired the bike. Tommy's boss was very satisfied with Bob's work and offered him a permanent job. After some time, Bob became a brilliant mechanic and opened his own garage. He worked on all kinds of motorcycles, and slowly he built a new life for himself. Several years later, Bob met and fell in love with Mary. They were married, and not long after that, Susan was born. Then Jack, 5 years later. Unfortunately, Mary died when Jack was still a baby, and Bob was left alone with the children. Bob's life changed drastically after his wife's death. His past became a distant memory, and his work and children were now the most important things in his life. Nearly every Saturday afternoon, Jack helped Bob in the garage and went to the track to watch the riders practicing for the race the next day. Sometimes Susan would go too. But one particular Saturday, she decided to stay at home. "I've got a lot of homework to do," she said. "I don't know when you get time to study, Jack." "You're the clever one in the family, Susan," Jack replied. In the garage, Jack stood near his father watching as Bob examined the wheel on one of the motorcycles.
"If we can't fix the wheel, we'll have to change it," said Bob, carefully examining it.
Jack looked around the garage. There were many bikes in a corner waiting to be repaired, and there were pieces of bikes lying on the floor. Jack smiled.
"This is what I want to do one day," he thought. "I want to be a mechanic like Dad."
Just then, the door at the back of the garage suddenly opened, and two men entered. Bob heard them, and without looking up, he shouted,
"I'll only be a minute. I just have to finish this job."
Jack looked over his shoulder as the two men slowly approached them. The first one was of average height and mean-looking. He had short, brown-grey hair and a thin moustache, and he was wearing an expensive suit. The second man was shorter with big hands and long, oily hair. He was dressed in torn jeans and a dirty T-shirt.
"Hello, Bob. Remember me?" said the man in the suit.
Bob turned his head to look at the man.
"Frankie Lewis," he exclaimed, jumping quickly to his feet. "What are you doing here?"
The other man lifted a heavy tool from the floor and began examining it carefully.
"Frankie's come to see you on business," he said, standing very close to Bob. "I see Monty's still working for you, Frankie," said Bob, looking at the second man.
Bob picked up an oily cloth and used it to clean his hands. Then he turned to Jack.
"Go and get something to eat, son," he said.
He gave Jack some money and pushed him gently towards the door.
"What do they want, Dad?"
Jack asked, worried.
"Don't worry about your father. We're just going to discuss some business with him. You don't need to hurry back," said Frankie, smiling. OK, Frankie. Now, what's this all about? Asked Bob, when Jack had left. We haven't seen each other for years, and now you suddenly appear. Why?
The door opened again, and Jack reappeared. He was worried about leaving his father alone with Frankie and Monty.
Do you want me to get you anything, Dad? He asked. We're talking! Don't interrupt us again! Said Frankie before Bob could reply.
Bob looked at Jack.
No thanks, son. I don't want anything, he said.
Jack stared at Frankie and then left. He didn't know anything about the two men who were with his father, but he knew that he didn't like them. They looked cruel, especially the one called Frankie Lewis.
You've done well, Bob, said Frankie,
looking at the motorcycle.
I've never wanted to ride one of these things. An expensive car like a Ferrari or a Porsche is more my style. What do you want, Frankie?
Asked Bob cautiously. Frankie smiled.
I hear the big race is coming soon, the British Motocross Championships, he said,
taking a penknife from his pocket and cleaning his nails.
And as I'm certain you're going to be there, you can do me a favour.
Monty laughed, and Frankie stared at him.
Shut up, idiot!
He said angrily.
I'm betting a lot of money on one of the riders to win the race. But he's not the favourite to win, Frankie explained to Bob.
He looked at Bob for a moment and then said quietly,
Do you know what I mean?
Bob went to the door and opened it.
I know exactly what you mean, Frankie, he said angrily. But I'm not doing anything illegal just so that you can win some money. Now get out and leave me alone.
Frankie closed the door loudly.
You'll do exactly what I say,
he shouted furiously.
I'll tell you what to do, Bob, and you'll do it. Now listen to me. I want you to add oil to the petrol mixture.
Monty looked confused.
Why do you want him to do that, boss? He asked. Motorcycles have got a special mixture to make them go faster, replied Frankie. The extra oil makes the engine dirty and that makes the bike go slower. I won't do it, Bob shouted. You'll sabotage the favourite's bike, or your son will learn all about your drug days.
Frankie threatened Bob.
Yeah, it would be a shame if your son knew about his father's past, said Monty, smiling. He seems like such a nice, decent kid. That's right, added Frankie. He wouldn't be very pleased to learn that his dad was once a drug addict. You'd better not tell my kids, Frankie, shouted Bob.
Jack had finished eating and was returning to the garage when he heard angry voices coming from inside. As he approached the door, it suddenly opened. A furious Frankie, followed by Monty, marched out.
I meant what I said,
Frankie shouted as he and Monty walked away quickly.
I'll tell your kids!
Jack ran into the garage. Bob was just standing there, his face red and angry.
What did those men want, Dad?
Asked Jack, worried.
And what did that man mean when he said, I'll tell your kids? It's nothing for you to worry about, son, said Bob, turning back to the motorcycle.
Jack didn't like to see his father upset. He sighed.
I don't know what those men wanted, he thought. But if it was something really important, I'm sure Dad would tell me.
Bob watched Jack as he put some tools away.
For as long as I live, thought Bob, you and your sister will never know about my past life. And that's a promise.